Yeah, we're not only the travel guys, but today we're the Ghostbusters. Thanks for joining us. Sports Leisure Vacation, our sponsor. Mark Hoffman to my left. I'm Tom Romano. And, Mark, let's pick up where we left off. What do you say?
Well, absolutely. Our guest joining us today on our pre-Halloween edition of the Travel Guys is Robert George Allen. Robert is a ghost hunter in southern Nevada, and we have been talking about his background and about how ghosts have been talking to him since he was a young child and continue to do so in and around Las Vegas today. Robert, we have worked together to put together a couple of sightseeing adventures involving ghosts. They depart in late March. They're six-day tours. They either run from Sacramento to Las Vegas or Las Vegas to Sacramento, so you're going to fly one direction and bus the other. The reason that you're going to take the motor coach the other direction is because it allows you to go to places like Rhyolite and Beatty and Goldfield and Tonopah and Manhattan and Belmont and some of these places that are not necessarily on the beaten track. Some are pure ghost towns. Some are arrested decay sort of ghost towns. Some of them have actual ghosts in them. And Robert, one of the things that we will do when we get down to Las Vegas is not only take your ghost hunt in Las Vegas, but we're going to go out of town to a little ghost town near the town of Gene, which is about, what, 20, 30 minutes from Las Vegas, and to the town of Good Springs, to the Pioneer Saloon. Tell us what's going to happen there.
Well, the town of Good Springs basically was a lead mining town all through the early 1900s. In fact, it was the largest lead mine in the history of the United States. They took like $20 million out of there in 1905, which, you know, that's today is a huge amount of money. And they had about 1,800 to 2,000 miners, no women, so they imported 250 girls of the evening for these guys. And it was a wild and woolly town. There was no sheriff, no marshal. People had cave-ins. They got hit over the head. They got stabbed. They got shot. It was just, they actually had a cart that went through town once a day to pick up the bodies and bring them up to the cemetery. So it was a very active, wild and woolly West type place. Well, today it's just a deserted little place, and they have the Pioneer Saloon, which has been open 101 years and never closed its doors. And there's a cemetery, there's a Pioneer Saloon, there's some old miner shacks, there's the old school, and there's an old assay office up on the hill. And other than that, the town burned in 1966, and anything that wasn't metal or stone has gone. So it's at night, it's very spooky. And one of the things that happened there was in 1915, there was a guy named Paul Koski. He was a miner and card shark. He was a cheat. And you have to remember, most of the people who were working in these mines were between 18 and 30. By 35, they either died from lead poisoning or cirrhosis of the liver. All they did was drink and party. So he would go around to these card games and cheat these kids, you know, because he was older and he knew what he was doing. Well, anyway, there was a guy about 65 years old, which was old in those days, who had been watching him for weeks, and he realized he'd been cheating. So he caught him cheating, and he shot him five times at this card table, which still is in the saloon, the same card table. And the bullet holes are still behind the wall. If you look through the bullet holes, you can see outside.
So, and that, Tom, that's true. I've been to the saloon, and what he says is absolutely true.
Wow. Right. And so they left it that way. But anyway, we have a thing called the SB7 Spirit Box, which actually allows ghosts to talk to you through a radio transceiver. And, okay, you say, well, some of that stuff is CB or radio signals. Well, no, I agree with that. But if you say, you know, who are you, who are you, sometimes you get an answer. Well, the funny thing about this is this guy Koski, that's a very unusual name, once or twice a month I'll say, who's here? And you'll hear, Koski. And I ask the people at the table, and they go, what did you hear? They say, Koski. And then you say, how did you die? Gun. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's not something we can program or fool around with. This thing is legit. We buy it from Amazon.com. And it's not the only ones. We get dozens and dozens of voices that come through this thing. But Koski still comes out. And, of course, if you were, I was on Ghost Adventures with Zach and Nick and Aaron. And we did a show called The Pioneer Saloon. So if you get a chance to watch that, I'm on there. I'm talking about Carol Lombard's plane. Her plane crashed right behind the saloon, and her ghost haunts the saloon also. And it's just an amazing place. We go into the cemetery, we go into the schoolhouses, and we go into the old miners' cabins and the whole town. It's kind of a walking tour along with a pizza party and drinks. And it's the bar is like from Rhyolite, and it was built in 18-something, 1829 or something like that.
Yeah, so, it's an old, authentic sort of thing. Now, these tours that we're scheduling in late March, go to Travel Guys Radio. We'll have a link for you there. But it's called Ghost Towns of Old Nevada. It's a six-day trip. One of the things that you're going to do is go to Good Springs with Robert and do a ghost hunt there. You're going to do, as we talked about in the last segment, you're going to go around Las Vegas and do the ghost hunting in downtown Las Vegas. We're going to take you out to the Chaticup Mine, which is just south of town, and an old haunted mine that you'll have an opportunity to go through. And the great thing is that it's fairly level ground. The folks who have taken it over have done a great job of making it user-friendly for visitors. And then Robert is going to join us as we head either north or south, depending on the direction that you take the tour. But our travel between Tonopah and Las Vegas is going to hit a variety of ghost-oriented spots along the way. And, Robert, you were kind of excited when I asked you if you'd like to be a part of this because you said, oh, you know, Tonopah, Goldfield, I know ghosts there.
Yeah, I was in they had remodeled the Mitzpah Hotel, which was completely remodeled a number of years back, not too long back, 5 or 10 years ago.
Our people will stay.
Yeah, they invited me to come to the opening because, you know, they have ghosts in the hotel and they've had them for years and they wanted ghost paranormal investigators who knew and would try to find out who they are and this and that. So I went there, and they gave me the Senator Pittman's suite. Now, Senator Pittman was a Nevada senator, and he was up for reelection. And he used to stay in the Mitzpah all the time. He liked it there because there were a lot of working girls, and, you know, he could hide his activities from the public. But anyway, he had a heart attack in the middle of the election, and the Democrats didn't want anybody to know he died because they'd have to come up with another person. So they put him in a bathtub full of ice for 4 or 5 days, and he won the election, and then they announced he died today. So that they could put somebody else in his place that was a Democrat.
Oh, the stories that go on and on and on.
Anyway, so I get to go sleep in this place for the night. You know, it's a beautiful suite. It's got a little bar and everything in it. And I'm sleeping like a rock, and I don't normally wake up. I'm one of these people, I sleep, and I sleep really heavy, and then I get up, and I'm done. So at 1 o'clock in the morning, exactly, my eyes pop open, and I feel as if someone is standing over me. You know, you get the feeling there's somebody there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very imposing and very, very just heavy. So I flip the light on, and I look, and there's nobody there. Nobody's in the room. I check the door. I check the lock. Everything is secure. I must be dreaming. I'll go back to sleep. I can't sleep. The minute I turn the light off, the same impending feeling, there's something standing over my bed. This went on until exactly 2 o'clock, 1 hour, and at 2:01, I went back to sleep, woke up the next morning. Now I'm not sure what happened, so I go downstairs and I'm talking to the hotel manager who'd been there for years, and I told him my incident. He said, oh, yeah, that's Senator Pittman. He doesn't like it when people stay in his bed. He says there's been a lot of people tell us that.
Yeah, boy.
That they feel like somebody's watching them in the room.
Well, that should either be an extra cost to you for staying there or a warning in case you don't want to be disturbed.
You know, he doesn't bother anybody, but, I mean, he's there, and he still stays there. I'm not sure if he's still in the ice tub or not. But
our guest is Robert George Allen, Las Vegas Ghost Tours. Mark, you're taking a group there real soon, in March, and I understand. Is this the first time that Sports Leisure's taken this trip? And
It is, Thomas. It's something I've wanted to put together for a long time. You know my fascination with off-the-beaten-track places,
right.
And Nevada certainly has its share. Of course, a lot of Nevada's off-the-beaten-track places have ceased almost to be off-the-beaten-track. The track doesn't go there anymore. Not even the other track goes there. So we're spending 2 nights in Tonopah and 3 nights in Las Vegas, a minimum of packing and unpacking, some great meals along the way. But really and truly, if you're a history enthusiast or a paranormal enthusiast, I will suggest you that no one has ever offered a trip like this before. It's 6 days. They depart on the 23rd or the 29th of March. They're back-to-back. It's roughly $2,000, so it's not inexpensive. But by touring standards, that's not particularly expensive either. And the opportunity just to really get up close and personal. You know, folks, Tom, have watched on TV, mm-hmm. I think, lots of these shows sure. with ghost hunters and stuff, and we're all fascinated by it on some level or interested in it on some level. This is your opportunity to actually go out and meet these
ghosts.
Meet the man who meets the ghosts and maybe meet the ghosts themselves.
Sounds like it. Now, that's awesome. It sounds like it's going to be a great trip.
Also, we'll be bringing a bag full of meters and stuff so that they can try this stuff out. So
cool.
And Robert Goldfield, of course, is a town with a huge history. And Rhyolite is kind of just a little bit of a beacon out there in the desert. It's just slowly leaving us. Goldfield has an old hotel that someday might be restored. Is that one of the haunted spots in town?
Well, it's one of the most haunted spots in Nevada, for sure, and maybe even in the country. The Goldfield Hotel in its day was a beautiful, gorgeous, ahead of its time place. It had a huge switchboard. It had heat and stuff, you know, radiators. It was very, very ahead of its time. It was a beautiful hotel. And then when the gold mines and everything kind of went bankrupt, the hotels just sat there because there was nobody to come to the town anymore. And it's sat there now for years and years and years. And they've had several different owners, and they claim they're going to remodel it and they're going to bring it back up to par. But nobody's done it so far. However, now they've rediscovered gold in the area, and they're actually repaving the highways because they've got gold mines open again because gold has gone up so high that they're working the old mines again. So now there's a serious issue about restoring the hotel so that they'll have a grand old lady for people to stay in who want to visit that area.
Wow, that would be fabulous, because the Mitzpah has undergone a sparkling renovation in Tonopah in recent years, which really, I tell people, if one building can lift a town, that's exactly what's happening in Tonopah. Robert George Allen will be your host as we travel through the ghost towns of Old Nevada with Sports Leisure Vacations in late March or early April. Or if you are just going to Las Vegas on your own and you have a hankering to check out some of this stuff, you don't have time for a six-day tour, you can go. The Good Springs Ghost Hunt is offered several days a week. Was that, Robert, Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays?
No. We go every night except Tuesday and Wednesday. So it's
okay.
Five
so five week. Nights a week?
On all of them. All of my shows, everything I have, it goes five nights a week.
Five nights a week. So go to TravelGuysRadio.com. We'll send you to a link either to Robert's site or to the trips that we were mentioning. Robert, any closing thoughts?
No, just going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun, and I've actually been to about 90% of these places you're talking about, so I've had experiences there, and I can hopefully we'll get them to do it again.
I look forward to, really do look forward to joining you, and I will tell folks who are listening that each of these departures are the seats are a little over half spoken for already. So the trips have been out on the market for a month or two. So go to TravelGuysRadio.com and you can find out about them. Robert, thank you so much for all of your time today and for making ghosts come to life here on our pre-Halloween edition of the Travel Guys.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, we are not only the Travel Guys, but the Assistant Ghostbusters with Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano with Mark Hoffman. We'll be back with more of the Travel Guys here on KFBK.